Hi, I'm Alvina Ling.
And I'm Grace Lin.
And we're Book Friends Forever.
We're childhood friends that grew up to be
a children's book editor
and an author and illustrator.
Welcome to Book Friends Forever, the podcast changes episode. Every week we catch up with each other's lives, talk about what's on our minds, and share with each other what we're grateful for.
And check out our website, bookfriendsforever.com. The website will include more detailed show notes as well as links to the episodes.
And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy our podcast, please tell a friend about it. So Grace, how have you been?
We've been pretty good. Christmas is over, which is always kind of a little bit of a downer because we made such a big deal out of Christmas. But, Chinese New Year is coming, so that's fun. And what we did this year for the first time, my husband and I feel so adult, is on, I think it was January 1st, we took down our trees. And we took down all the Christmas decorations. Yeah, we were really efficient because there's a place nearby that will take your trees on January 2nd. And so we always mean to do that, like take down our trees and bring it to them, but we always miss the day. So this year we actually did it. And the reason why we did it was because one of the local schools is having a fundraiser, and they said, if you donate, we'll come by your house and take the trees to the place. I think they feed the trees to goats and as well as shred it. So it's got this really cute thing that if you donate your trees to it, and we're like, okay, we'll do it. So I donated money and I said, there's going to be three trees. And because they were going to come pick it up in the morning, we got it all done. So I was thinking about how I identify as an obliger and how like I have to have that outer accountability. So like having that outer accountability of like knowing that someone was going to come and pick up the trees like really helped me. So but now I feel so mature and so like adult, like we took care of the trees and didn't let it sit there until Chinese New Year like we usually do. So
that was really good.
Yes. Yeah. So how have you been?
I've been good too. Like, so we've basically finished setting up the condo. And I guess to talk about outside influences, we kind of were doing it right away in part because my friend Erica was coming to stay with us on New Year's Eve. So we really needed to make sure we had, you know, our space all set up and also space for her to be set up, because she's going to be with us for about 2 weeks and the three of us are all going to be working from this condo. So we wanted to make sure we each had our separate workspace. But it feels really good. And Eric is here now too. And so it has, I don't know, I kind of feel like I have roommates, which is fun. I haven't had roommates in a long time.
Yeah.
And today, so we're recording this on January 4th on Monday. And so today was my first day back at work. And it was actually nice to just kind of ease in. I didn't have too many emails because most everyone else was off as well. And I also only had one meeting on my calendar. So I kind of felt like it was a nice kind of way to ease back in to work. And then starting tomorrow, I'm going to have a lot of meetings, but that's okay.
How many emails did you have? I'm just so curious.
I think it was 65.
Oh, well, that seems manageable.
Yeah, that was pretty reasonable. And, you know, a lot of it were just, you know, some of it were, it was, you know, some of it was a lot of like Happy New Year or, you know, or Happy Holiday emails from agents or, you know, other people I work with. So, you know, those I could just kind of read and then delete pretty quickly. So, yeah, I feel good. Awesome. 2021.
Yay.
So we wanted to take today's episode to talk about some of the changes we've decided to make with this podcast. So thank you again to everyone who filled out our survey. It really was helpful, and it helped us kind of wrap our minds around any changes we wanted to make. And we thought we'd start by sharing the results of the survey.
Yes. Okay. So here are some of the results. The first question was, who are you? This was a check all apply. So the percentages won't equal 100. And so of the people who filled out our survey, 27% are authors and illustrators. 25% of you listening are parents. 25% are teachers or librarians, and 5% of you work in publishing, and only 1% of you are either an agent or a bookseller. And like some people filled in and they just said they were like an aspiring author, they were a reader, a high school student, a teen. And one person even said they were a Grace Lynn fan, which was really sweet.
No, more than one. I would say several people said that they were Grace Lynn fans. So that was fun to see.
That's sweet. But it was interesting to see how the numbers worked out. Were you surprised at all? I really thought we were going to have like 50% creators and 50% people who worked in publishing.
I guess I was surprised that only 5% of the people who filled out the survey said they worked in publishing, because, you know, I just anecdotally, and maybe that's just who has my email, but I have received emails from people who work in publishing. But I don't know if you know, because of the timing of the survey too, if people who work in publishing who also listen to this survey were just too busy to fill out the survey. So I'm not sure, but I personally, I do think it makes sense that the majority are creators. I'm not really sure why, but that kind of
Yeah,
makes
but
sense
it wasn't a huge majority. I guess that's what I thought. I thought it would be a huge majority being creators, but it's only 27%. Mm-hmm. I was actually kind of surprised that there were so many parents listening. So.
Yeah, no, that was really good to see. And it was nice to see like students and even, you know, some teens are listening. So, well, thank you for listening out there.
Yes, thank
you. We do appreciate it. So the next question was, what do you want to hear about? And this was also a check all that apply. So over 77% of you were interested in publishing industry insider information and anecdotes. 86.67% were interested in hearing about our Asian American identities. 33.33% were interested in tips for getting published. 60% interested in hearing about the information about the process of publishing, 72% about the craft of publishing, and 74.67 about our personal lives. And then there are also some additional comments. So thank you all for your great comments and some ideas about what you want to hear about.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to admit, I'm kind of glad that there was not a huge percentage of people who wanted tips for being published, because I think that there's a lot of other resources that could give much better info on that. So I was kind of relieved there. But what did you think about the results?
I think it made sense. You know, I think when we did this survey before, I was able to do a ranking system for this question. But this time, I think SurveyMonkey changed the way they work. So I wasn't able, without paying, I wasn't able to make this a ranking question. So it was a check all that applies. So I'm curious, you know, I think I was a little surprised by how many people were interested in hearing about our Asian American identities. That was the highest percentage, 86.67. But I wonder how high that would have been if it wasn't a check all that apply, if it was just a, you know, a ranking, or if you could only pick one.
Yeah, like maybe it was number three in their choices.
Yeah, but that was interesting. And I did wonder, I'm like, what else can we say about our Asian American identities? I'm sure we could think of something.
I kind of feel like it just comes up. It's kind of like, I think that's the part of being Asian, having an Asian American identity. It's like, it's just a part of who we are. So
yes, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so the next survey question was, have you purchased or borrowed a book that you heard about on our podcast? And over 81% said they had. So that was awesome. And I know that made Allison Morris really happy to hear that, since she's the one who really is the one who really recommends the books.
Right. And then, you know, we had a question about how you listeners out there would help us support the podcast. And the majority of you picked either Patreon or merchandise. And so we'll talk about this a little bit later on. But thank you also for all the additional suggestions that you had.
Yes. Okay. So the next question was about interacting with other listeners, like having a Facebook group or something like that. And there was not really an overwhelming interest in interacting with other listeners. Only 23% of you said yes, 19% answered no, and most, 59%, answered maybe.
To be honest, I added the maybe as a choice to give people a softer way to say no. because I think that at any rate, we didn't feel, because so many people said maybe, we didn't feel there was a huge need or want for this. So we're happy to leave things that is, and you can still interact with us on social media.
Yeah, I think I was kind of happy to see that as well, only because, you know, I kind of like to limit my social media. So it's like, oh, if people want to interact with us on like a Facebook group, then I'll have to like do more of that, you know? So it was kind of like a relief to be like, okay, that's good.
Right, for sure.
All right. So 89% of you liked having a guest on the podcast. So we'll continue having an occasional guest. I'm thinking maybe we'll try to do this maybe like once a month. So thank you so much for your guest suggestions.
Right. And if you have any other suggestions for guests, please send them in to our website. You know, a couple of people specifically commented on our Phoebe Wall episode, and I too loved that episode. And, you know, I'd love to have maybe someone who is in children's publishing, but talking about something not necessarily directly related to children's publishing.
Yeah.
I think that was really interesting.
I would too. I think that... I think when you have a guest on a podcast, a guest author on a podcast, almost usually it's about their new book or about a book. And I don't, and I think there are so many other podcasts that do that really, really well. And I would like to offer something different on our podcast when we have a guest on. And I think like what we did with Phoebe in that interview was just so great, because it kind of informs how she does her work too, but also in a much different way. So those are kind of the interviews that I'm most interested in having. So we'll have to think about that.
Yes, for sure. But you know, again, thank you everyone for all of your comments and your feedback. So many of your comments made us feel warm and fuzzy inside, and it really made the time and effort that we've been putting into producing this podcast really worthwhile.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's so interesting because, you know, making this podcast is kind of like, for me, like making a book. You spend a lot of time in doing it by yourself in the studio, and you put it out there and you just kind of hope that people like it. So it's kind of nice when you hear back and you find out, oh, people do like it. So that's really nice. So we're planning to make a couple of changes. And probably one of the biggest changes that we're planning to make is that once a month, we'll have kind of a odds and ends episode that we're going to call our Chop Suey episode. I know that Chop Suey kind of has like a weird connotation to that name, but I think it would be really cool if we could reclaim Chop Suey.
I know. Yeah. You know, on New Year's Eve, just as a coincidence, because Grace was the one actually that suggested Chop Suey. And I said, oh, I actually love that name, because on New Year's Eve, Stephen and I watched the documentary, The Search for General Tso's, or The Search for General Tso, which was about, you know, kind of looking at the origins of General Tso's chicken. and we also ordered Chinese food while watching the documentary. And so the documentary is actually really great. And it also talks about Chop Suey. And it talks about how that was created to make Chinese food more palatable for American tastes. And I think because chop suey is Asian American, just like us, it seems appropriate. And it also means odds and ends. So that yeah. makes sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of had a soft spot for foods like chop suey and fortune cookies. I mean, that's why I did the fortune cookie fortune books. And I've always had mm-hmm. this idea to do another book called Chinese Menu. Because a lot of times those foods are kind of mocked or looked down on. I remember so many people saying like, chop suey, that's not really Chinese, you know? And of course, like the way they say that, you know, I always feel like so triggered, because that's of course how I felt about myself many times. Like, I'm not really Asian enough, or I'm not really Asian. So, you know, it's taken me a while to be proud of being not Asian or American, but Asian American. And I think that we should give foods with that same identity some respect as well.
Do you actually, have you ever had chop suey?
I have actually. It's fine.
Yep. I mean, I just realized while watching that documentary that I don't know if I've actually ever had chop suey.
I actually worked at a Chinese fast food restaurant in my teenage years. And nice. So I had chop suey there. And it's fine. It's a little bland when you compare it to, I guess, more traditional Chinese food, but you know, it's mm-hmm. it's not,
yeah.
not terrible.
I mean, I guess it's like it's basically a stir fry.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how I cook. So I guess I make chop suey. So I guess I do make have eaten chop suey. it also made me realize how, like, I don't think I'd had General Tso's chicken until I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, I dated someone who that was his favorite dish. So I think that was the first time I actually had had it. I mean, it's so delicious, but it's also so bad for you.
Never ordered. Your parents are really healthy, so of course that's why you didn't have it until much later. But it's so interesting because like that is a complete Asian American food, you know, like because that's not Chinese. When we went to China or you go to Taiwan, they'll be like, "What is that?"
Well, actually, this is what was surprising. If you watch a documentary, General Tso's chicken was actually invented by a Chinese chef who had immigrated from the Hunan province of China to Taiwan.
Oh,
and
really?
So he actually invented that dish as one of the dishes he invented to serve Chiang Kai-shek. Oh. And a Chinese-American chef was visiting Taiwan and had that dish and then brought it back to his restaurant in New York City. So I just thought that was fascinating. So it really, I don't know. I mean, it's what's fascinating about it is it was invented by Chinese people, but it was invented for American taste or, you know, just kind of a new dish for different tastes. And it's not served in China. So yeah, that was fascinating.
That's so interesting. It's kind of like what I talk about when I talk about my books. It's like these old traditional folk tales that have been retold over and over and over again. And like these foods are kind of like retellings, you know, and adaptations. Yeah. And so, you know,
and
so
I just recommend everyone to watch this documentary because I found it fascinating because the Chinese chef who was in Taiwan didn't recognize the General Tso's chicken that now is all over the U.S. because they made it much sweeter in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and that's for American taste. He's like, that's not my General Tso's chicken. But yeah. So anyway, long story short.
If you don't watch the documentary, I really recommend reading Jennifer A. Lee's book, The Fortune Cookie Chronicles, because that's where I kind of learned all these things too.
Right. And she was one of the producers of this documentary and she was one of the commentators. So yes, both. I would recommend
cool.
both.
Anyway, so before we start talking about the actual food, our Chop Suey episodes will be a mix of fun segments, you know, like publishing news or what we're working on, as well as hopefully having our friend Allison Morris on to give some book recommendations.
Right. And then also in our regular episodes, we'll be adding a new segment that we'll be calling our fortune cookie segment. So do you sense a theme? So this will be a segment covering some sort of fun, like maybe a smaller topic. And it will be fairly random, ranging from maybe snack taste tests, if we do that universal yums taste test, to maybe talking about what we're working on or just a random fact. So if you have any small questions or fun ideas that you want us to answer, send those along.
Yes, because it will be up to fortune what the segment will be about, which is why I thought the fortune cookie segment was a good name for it.
Right. Okay, and finally, we did decide to start a Patreon, and, you know, I said the majority of people said that they would support a Patreon or purchase merchandise, but, you know, purchase merchandise, it was about 56%, and then Patreon was about 47%, so obviously not, like, all of you, and I totally understand. I mean, I personally support very few Patreons, so I feel a little bit hypocritical, I guess, asking for you to support ours. But we just wanted to give a little more reasoning behind why we're looking for a little bit of support. So some of you know that this podcast started under the Hachette Book Group audio team. They had been interested in starting podcasts. They had asked people at the different divisions at Hachette Book Group for ideas. And Grace and I had been talking about starting a podcast for a while. So I thought, oh, well, you know, I'm an employee of Hachette. Grace is an author. So I brought that idea to them and they were interested. And so we decided to try it. And that was... That was 2 years ago. And, you know, Hachette Book Group is still paying to host the podcast. You know, we need to host the files somewhere. And they also are helping us post it every week. And we are kind of talking about maybe taking it back eventually. But in the meantime, we also, as you know, Alex took over the editing of the podcast. after, I think, about 6 months. And part of that was, you know, and I know from working in publishing, it's like you can't add, if you add something to my job, it's just not sustainable unless you take something away. So it was too time consuming. So we took that back.
Yeah, I think one of the things was that we felt like we really should have a website with more thorough show notes for the podcast. And because neither of us had the time to do this ourselves, we hired an assistant to help with the website and some of the social media, and that costs money. So, you know, there's been a real cost to this podcast. It's financial as well as time. I was talking to my writing group about the joy of having a non-lucrative side hustle, you know, like a project that you don't expect or even want to make money off of. And for me, you know, the Kids Ask Author podcast and this podcast, they are my non-lucrative side hustles, you know, just things that I want to make and I don't worry too much about, you know, how successful it is. I don't think about the metrics of it. Like, that's kind of one of the reasons why I didn't want to get sponsors, and I don't really want to keep close track of the downloads or the listeners. But, you know, that said, I have to admit, the pandemic forced me to change my attitude about this. I really cannot responsibly take on the losses that the podcast are causing me, with my family pretty much living on our savings. So, like I said, I'm not looking to make any money here, but I also really don't want it to be too much of a negative either. So, like, if we could just break even, I'd be really, really happy.
Yeah, that's really our goal. And so since Patreon and merchandise were the top two ways that folks thought that you could be willing to contribute, we decided to kind of combine those two. And so if you join our Patreon, you will get a notebook featuring Grace's beautiful art and a saying that my mother used to always say while I was growing up, which I think I've mentioned on several panels, but she used to always say, "If it is to be, it is up to me." And people seem to really like that quote.
Yeah, I think somebody was talking about getting a tattoo of it at one point. But yes, and it's a blank notebook. It's unlined paper, so you could use it as a sketchbook, or you could put it like an idea notebook or anything. Kind of like, I always think it's handy to have a notebook. And people might have already seen a sneak peek of the image already. I put some sketches online, and now the notebook's being printed. It's a full color painting and everything. And I think it turned out super nice. I hope it'll be inspiring to all the creators or anybody who gets it. So we are asking for $1 an episode. And for that, you get a notebook while supplies last, as well as access to the Random Questions podcast that I make for Kids Ask Authors. If you remember, this is the podcast where I ask authors extremely random questions, like, what's the weirdest smell you've ever smelled? And then I get them to tell me their always very interesting, usually hilarious answers. It's really fun and it's super funny. Our listeners don't even have to take my word for it, because I think we're going to share one of the episodes immediately after this one. So for those listening, if you stay on after we sign off, you'll get to hear a random question episode. I think I'll do the one where I ask Jason Reynolds what food he cannot bring himself to eat, because I know I've teased that many times. So if you finally want to know what food Jason Reynolds cannot bring himself to eat, just stay on after we sign off today. And anyway, I hope that it makes you want to become a patron so you can hear the whole series.
We'd also love to include some of our listeners' gratefuls at the end of each episode. So we're offering to our Patreons the opportunity to submit what you're grateful for. And we'll read a few at the end of each episode when we do our own gratefuls. And with that said, let's end, as we always do, with what we're grateful for. Grace, what are you grateful for this week?
What I'm grateful for is my Christmas present. So this year, my husband and I exchanged Christmas gifts. We don't usually exchange gifts because, you know, like we're kind of like, oh, well, if we want something, we'll just get it for ourselves, you know. But this year, for the first time, we're like, you know, we're all here stuck at home and we're trying to make things more exciting. So we each made like a Christmas list and we gave it to each other, and with the idea that we would buy each other one thing off of the list. And so I had put all these things down, and kind of as a lark, I put down this mini fridge that I saw on Urban Outfitters. So I have this mini fridge that is kind of this, that's shaped like a boba drink, and it's got like this little smiley face. It's so cute, and like, and it's so small, so it's perfect for my studio. So it's to put like in my little like tea corner, and I can open it up, and I put like my milk in there, and I put like blueberries, and like, so I have like this little like section in my studio now for just for tea, and I can have like my, and I could put milk, fresh milk in it now. So it's like really cute, and aww, I'm really happy about it, and every time I see it, it makes me smile. I really didn't think he was going to get me that at all. So it was really kind of fun to open up and see that he got me that.
You'll have to post a photo on the, the website.
I will. So I was, so that is what I'm grateful for, my boba shaped mini fridge. All right, what are you grateful for?
Well, mine is a little bit random and maybe unexpected, but, you know, as I mentioned at the top of the episode, I've been really purging and sorting and donating things and throwing things out to get the condo all organized. And, you know, we've donated a lot of books and clothing to, you know, various places. But then I realized I am part of a Facebook group called Buy Nothing Crown Heights. And I don't know when I joined. I joined a couple years ago, but I don't really pay attention to the posts. But then I thought, oh, wait, like my, one of my friends, she had taken to kind of posting on her Insta story strange items that were, you know, that people were posting on there. And so like it was everything from, you know, broken plates to a half of a burrito, which I thought was really funny. So I thought, oh, let me post some of the things that I'm trying to get rid of on this website. And so, you know, I found things like old like iPod shuffles, for example. Like obviously I have an iPhone now and I don't need a shuffle. But I also didn't want to just throw it away, and I don't really know anyone who would want it. So I posted that on this Facebook group, and immediately someone said, I'll take it, you know. And so I've posted the most random things. Like probably the most random thing I posted were three small bags of goose feathers that I had bought a couple years ago on Etsy. And actually I bought them for my Halloween costume for when I dressed up as Little Snow. From a big bed for Little Snow. Like I had this idea of like I would like jump up and down on a pillow and then throw the feathers in the air, which I did, but then I didn't really need all the feathers and I still had the feathers. And I had just tucked them away in a drawer, and I thought, well, maybe someone will want these. So I posted them and someone said, you know, like, I'll take them. So I don't know if it's for arts and crafts or they want to stuff their pillow. I don't know. But I've found such satisfaction. Like, so we bought all of these new IKEA bookshelves, and so I was getting rid of all of these old bookshelves that honestly I probably have had some of them for over 20 years, but they're still good. So, and I just really couldn't bear just throwing them away. So I posted those on Buy Nothing Crown Heights, and it was just so satisfying that people say, you know, that they'll be like, I'm interested, and then they come and they just pick it up. I put it out on the front patio. They come and pick it up, and it's been great. So this Buy Nothing project is all over the world, actually. So if you're interested, you can go to buynothingproject.org, and you can find, you know, maybe a site near you. But they're basically inclusive, locally managed gift economies.
Yeah, so, they're awesome. I actually belong to one here in Western Massachusetts, and it's so nice because it relieves so much guilt when I get rid of things that I like spent money, but I've only used once and I'm never going to use it again. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to throw this out. But then when somebody else takes it, it makes me feel so much better. Like, oh, but somebody else will use it. It's good. Yeah. You know, like,
because I feel like when you donate it somewhere, you're never sure. Like if it ends up in a landfill or, you know, what happens to it. So yeah, it's really satisfying. And you know, you don't want to spend the time to like post it on eBay or something. So
yeah.
So I'm grateful for Buy Nothing. And that was our Podcast Changes episode. Thanks for joining us. And thanks to Hachette Audio, Little Brown Books for Young Readers, and Alex at Pacey Work Studio for producing and editing this podcast. You can find me at Planet Alvina on Twitter and at Alvina Ling on Instagram.
And I'm at Pacey Lin on both platforms. We love hearing feedback, so keep tagging and messaging us on social media using the hashtag BookFriendsForever or send us a message via our website, BookFriendsForever.com. You can also see more detailed show notes there.
And if you have any suggestions for future topics to cover, please let us know. And of course, please remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you like this podcast, please tell a friend about it.
And please join our Patreon. The link will be in the show notes.
I'm Alvina Ling.
And I'm Grace Lin.
Have a great week.
And don't forget to read. And join our Patreon.
Bye.
Bye. And now here's a sample of the Random Questions podcast. I hope you like it. Remember, if you become a patron, you get to hear the whole series. Enjoy!
Random questions for the authors. Let's hear some random questions.
Hello, welcome to Random Questions, the exclusive podcast for Patreon members of Kids Ask Authors. I'm children's book author and illustrator Grace Lin, and on this podcast, I ask fellow children's book creators extremely random questions. The answers are always surprising, and I hope you like hearing them as much as I do. Here we go! Hello, I'm Grace Lin, children's book author and illustrator of many books, including the middle grade novel, When the Sea Turned to Silver, and the picture book, A Big Mooncake for Little Star. Today, I'm here with Jason Reynolds, the author of many books, including Ghost, Long Way Down, and Look Both Ways. Hi, Jason.
Grace, what's happening? How are you?
Good. All right. So today I have a random question for you. Are you ready for today's random question?
I'm ready.
Okay. Today's random question is, what's the one food you could never bring yourself to eat?
Ooh, that's good. What's the one food I could never bring myself to eat? Probably cottage cheese.
Really?
I just don't understand. I mean, my auntie, when I was a kid, my auntie and my mom, my grandmother would eat it, and it was like, oh, God, it looks like curdled milk. Like, there's no way I could eat that. Cottage cheese is out of the question.
Is it the way it looks or the way it smells?
It's the way it looks. It's the way it looks. I was also a kid who couldn't eat tapioca. I could not do tapioca. Like, oh, God, what is it?
So you don't like things with like little things in it, right?
No, it is. I don't mind things with sort of like that weird little, like that grainy stuff in it. Uh-huh. I just don't like creamy things with that grainy stuff in it. I don't like it. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't like the feeling of like there's lumps in something creamy. Now, if it's oatmeal, I can eat lumpy oatmeal.
Okay.
But I can't eat lumpy things that are creamy.
Oh, how interesting. Have you ever, has anybody ever pushed you to try it?
I mean, yeah, when I was a kid, they always tried to get me to try it. And I was like, I can't do it. And I have a pretty broad palate in terms of food. I pretty much can eat. I mean, I'm vegetarian, but I wasn't always. And back in the day when I was eating meat, I could eat anything. I was wide open. But there's something about cottage cheese. I mean, kids... Look, I don't even think that – does it still exist? I don't even know. I'm sure somebody still eats cottage cheese. Do you eat cottage cheese?
I eat cottage cheese.
Of course you do.
But when you say that, it reminds me so much of my mom, who is from Taiwan. And so their big thing is that they drink tea all the time, right? And she tells me the story about the first time she was having tea with a neighbor in here in the United States, and they put milk in their tea, and she was so horrified, and she was sure that the milk was going to curdle up and be like cottage cheese in the tea, and she was like watching it, like just waiting for it to curdle up, and it didn't, and she was like so disgusted by the fact that there was milk in the tea.
Your mom understands. Something about the curdling of anything is just weird. I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That was such a good answer for today's random question. Bye. And that was today's random question. Thanks so much for supporting Kids Ask Authors. By being a Patreon member, you are not just helping our Kids Ask Authors podcast, but also our book review club, which gets diverse books to kids and puts their reviews on air. If you like what you hear, please continue to support us as much as possible. Tell a friend, leave a review, or encourage others to become a Patreon member too. See more info at kidsaskauthors.com. If you would like to reach me, Grace Lynn, you can sign up for my newsletter by clicking on the little link icon at the top of kidsaskauthors.com or follow me on Instagram where I use the handle at Pacey Lynn. Thanks again for being a Patreon member. I love being able to do this, and I'm really only able to do this with the help of people like you.
Random questions!
This has been a Pacey Works production.